This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Brand new proof shoppers went on a spending spree last month, buying up what they needed or wanted before the Trump administration's tariffs on foreign imports kicked in. The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 1.4% in March. Compare that to a 0.2% increase the month before. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is really a boost that is based on car purchases. Auto and truck purchases, as well as auto parts, they were up by 5.3% from a month ago and 8.8% from a year ago.
China's made a surprise move, appointing a new international trade negotiator amid the escalating tariff war with the U.S. The BBC's Stephen McDonald is in Beijing.
Just his appointment makes it seem like, on the one hand, they're worried about where China's going, but on the other, if there are going to be negotiations, this is who we'd want to do it. And I think it does show that at some point, as they're going to have to talk to Washington.
Hong Kong says it'll stop shipping parcels to the U.S. because of the new tariffs. The Trump administration has just announced it is suing Maine's education department for not complying with its push to ban transgender athletes in girls' sports. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The state of Maine is discriminating against women by failing to protect women in women's sports. Pretty basic stuff.
Britain's Supreme Court has ruled the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex. Susan Smith with the group For Women Scotland.
It's not about hatred for another community. It's just about saying that there are differences, and biology is one of those differences, and we just need protections based on that.
President Trump has choice words for Harvard. University a joke, a day after he froze more than $2 billion in federal grant money with a promise of more pain to come. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
A group of Harvard professors, including one we spoke to, sued the administration to block the withholding of nearly $9 billion in funding. And as we found out, lingering cuts could impact critical research.
Harvard refusing to change diversity policies or allow the administration control over curriculum. New research finds the rate of autism diagnoses among kids in the country continues to rise. CDC's report shows that in 2022, about 1 in 31 were diagnosed by the age of 8, an increase from 2 years before. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Part of this is being driven by better diagnosis in certain populations, particularly children of color. Mm. We've seen the rates go up over time as diagnosis has gotten better.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was an 8-7 vote that determined the new council president. After swearing in new members last night, the Racine Common Council elected 7th District Alder Maurice Horton to be president, with David Mack coming up a little short. Horton quickly appointed committee members, a power that recently shifted from the mayor to the council president. A free storm spotter training program will be held tomorrow at the Gateway Racine campus. Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service are hosting the event to teach people about how to recognize and report severe weather. It runs from 6 to 8. The Racine Common Council approved an agreement this week with a company called CityWise. They have the software that runs a searchable database of residential rental properties. The tool aims to improve access to rental housing information within the city. And new scholarship funds are available for some Racine students heading to college. You can find out where the funds are coming from and how to apply online. Read all about it at RacineCountyI.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. the Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with, and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickle on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so we're probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Current temperature is 37.
Easy, but Mama said you're catering. local news.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. It's Dan Marcus. We made it to the middle of the week. That's a good thing. Downhill towards the weekend now with WRJN.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
to me and to be.
WRJN with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, won by an artist you know very well. As a matter of fact, he's coming to Wisconsin with the Happy Together Tour in August to the Wisconsin State Fair. But you may not have heard this song for quite a while. And I'll give you a little story behind it about half an hour from now. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
Today's and big deal of the day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special on now. One for up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Home Harbor is the best assisted living community. Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharbor.com.
Today is a great day to visit O&H Danish. All this week, O&H is featuring their raspberry lemon cheese. As welcome as spring, it's Ringo has a feeling of lemon cheese with O&H raspberry. It has sweet pink frosting with seasonal sprinkles. Get one this week and enjoy it with your family. For oven fresh, scratch made Danish delight. Bakery in Racine and Oak Creek.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your local civic media radio station is for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Keep up the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye, not only online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every sign up at our website, wrjn.com.
Please, thank you very much. That'll make me mellow, yellow. Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJ.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. Born a high forever to fly. A wind of a velocity now. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. So mellow, yeah, so mellow.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and getting it right from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's an update from Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In one of the biggest changeovers in years, Racine's Common Council welcomed 10 new alders last night. The impact of the election earlier this month resulted in four sitting alders moving out of their seats and one incumbent barely holding on to her position. Another new member was appointed to fill an open seat. Maurice Horton and Marlo Harmon were elected president and vice president in close votes. You can go deeper on the council's first actions last night at RacineCountyEye.com. A free storm spotter training session will be held in Racine County tomorrow. The event at Gateway Technical College will teach storm safety basics and how to report severe weather through the Skywarn program. It's being held from 6 to 8 at Gateway in Racine, and it is free. And another reminder about Racine road work. Starting Monday, Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta. The closure for road reconstruction will last through late June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 6th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping exhilarating at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 39.
Wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMCs, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us GMCs, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but well, with a smooth southern style. Dream, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him in a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMCs, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us GMCs, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Every night, all the men would come around, and they'd go...
Hear the tremolos on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Time.
Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN. We'll be opening up the vault door for a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. The only one of the day today, because the Brewer game will be on when we usually play the second nugget of each day. Brewers playing in Detroit. Forecast there says partly sunny and 8 at game time. So a pretty good day for baseball. And you can hear the game here on WRJN, Brewers and Tigers, sponsored by the Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery. That's all happening today on WRJN.
Today's WRJN big deal of the day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in... Forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. UWalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's UWalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly. Money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of school. Stop on by.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your team and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's the vault door. And here comes another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. A song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one comes from Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. They had an amazing year in 1968. They sold more 45s than anybody else. And that includes the Beatles. And that was the year the Beatles had Hey Jude, one of their biggest hits. So an amazing year started out for Gary Puckett and the Union Gap with the hit Woman, Woman. Then came Young Girl and Lady Willpower, two songs about saying no. Then there was Over You. And then this following song, kind of keeping the theme going, but this one's got kind of a plot to it. It's Don't Give In to Him, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRG.
It starts out with a kiss. Tell you that's what love is for.
carpet. And the Union Gap. And the song with a plot twist. Don't give in to him. He'll only ask for more. And besides, I'm the one who wants you more. Little plot twist going on there. Don't give in to him. Apparently she did give in to somebody, because the next song released after this one was This Girl Is a Woman Now. So there. That's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for today. Gary Puckett coming to the State Fair, and yeah, that's August 10th on the main stage with a Happy Together tour. Hits WRJN. Bringing all these great songs back to back to back. I feel privileged to be able to present them to you. If you were a member of the class of 6, congratulations. Under review with Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. That's this afternoon, right after the 5 o'clock news, and only here on WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. Tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. People gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell them, but it's still my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory. After day I've tried, I keep saying, but today, again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
WRJ.
Yeah.